Jetton, you're live on The Naked Scientist. Hello.
Oh, hello there, guys. Hi. Hi.
That's a great name. And where'd you get
Thank
that?
Thank you very much.
Where'd you get that?
It's a former Yugoslavia that I originally come from. First of all, congratulations on your show. It's absolutely brilliant. I have been listening for the last year or so.
Oh, and thanks.
I listen live, and then I go online again just to re-listen again. It's just absolutely great
show. To relive all those bits.
You're a bigger fan than my mum.
But seriously, but anyway...
So, Jetton, I've got a question for you, right? How much is Kat paying you to say this?
No. This is just the honest me. But the question I wanted to ask you is this summer we experienced it with me and my friends. We went on holiday back to Croatia. And then what happened is he got one green massive melon on his way down to the beach.
A massive green melon.
Are you talking about, we're talking about over 6 or 7 kilos. It's a massive one.
That's a big melon.
The size of a small dog.
Seriously, it's massive. I mean, and anyway, we went to the beach, and obviously we didn't have any sort of a fridge or anything to put it on sort of later on, and we just left it in the sun. After 3 or 4 hours, we cut it in half. And obviously we wanted to eat, and it was quite chill, and we couldn't understand, none of us, why did that happen when it was sort of similar question to that guy who asked you from Germany, sort of a, it was on the sun for 3 or 4 hours, over 40 degrees, and then when
we cut
it, why did it not get hot? It was sort of a quite chill, really, and you know, we couldn't work out why did that happen. That was
There's a few things going on here. First of all, it's the shape, isn't it, Dave? Because the surface area to volume ratio.
Yeah, because it's almost a sphere, and the heat's going to get into it from the surface, and a sphere's got the smallest surface area for its volume, so it's going to have a lot of volume to heat up with not very much space for it to get into.
Not very much space to soak up sunlight.
And also, it's mostly water, isn't it, a melon? And water actually takes a lot of energy to heat up, too.
Yeah, water's got a really high specific heat, so you have to put enormous amounts of energy in just to raise the temperature by 1 degree.
And also, the flash is going to stop the water flowing around, so it's going to be quite hard. So the water can't move with the heat, so the heat's actually got to go from each cell, from one cell to the next cell to the next cell, the way through it.
And also, Dave, what about, we were talking about the beer bottle just now with
sort of
the
latent heat of vaporisation.
Yeah, as the towel was getting evaporation going on from the draft and the heat, could the melon be sort of metaphorically sweating, a little bit of water coming off, turning into vapour and taking some heat with it to keep the melon cold?
Yeah, if you leave fruit out for a long time, it shrivels up, so it must lose water somehow, so I'm guessing the melon will be losing water and therefore heat that way too.
And Jetton, just a pearl of wisdom from our production team, who are known for their scientific prowess. They're saying a melon that big must inevitably have been genetically modified, so it was probably heat resistant into the bargain.
All right.
Although I'd probably take that bit of melon with a massive pinch of salt, actually. But does that answer that?
Yeah, well, at least I've got sort of a yeah. But thank you anyway. Thanks a lot.
Cheers.
It was a great question.
Okay, thank you.
See you later. What a wonderful question. Massive melons.
I love the idea. A melon the size of a dog.